We're talking with Kirk Cameron, who's headed into Grand Rapids. He'll be speaking in front of the First Assembly of God over on 44th Street on the 18th of August. It's part of the Love Worth Fighting For tour, and based on what we're seeing, Kirk, this is something that is, shall we say, been well received even before it hits some of the venues.
Well, we're so excited about it. The Love Worth Fighting For event has been sold out in so many cities across the country. We've been touring for several years now and been to over 150 cities. And this is a here's what it is. Love Worth Fighting For, if you saw the movie Fireproof, which was the just happened to be a very successful film that I did a few years ago about marriage, a firefighter whose marriage is going up in flames and his dad shows him how to save it. And this is basically taking that movie, turning it into a live event, coming to your town. And I'm there with a friend who is a musician, wildly talented. He wrote the theme song to the movie, Love Is Not a Fight. And we show you, along with your spouse, how to have a happy, healthy marriage. And we dive into principles, and we sing together, and we pray together, we laugh together. Some people are even shedding some tears together because they're realizing that their marriage is so precious and it needs to be fought for.
And it seems as if you're striking a chord with people, because they might be saying, well, you know, in this day and age where it's still disposable marriage can come in, you know, no fault of divorces have been in Michigan for a number of years, decades, in fact. But yet you're striking a chord with people that really want to say I do and follow through on their vows, which is supposed to be for a lifetime.
Well, you and I know that. I suppose some people are into redefining what marriage is all about, but you're right. It is for a lifetime. And listen, I don't think there's anybody that goes to an altar planning to get a divorce. You know, you walk up there in front of God and your family and your friends, and you pledge your lives for forever and ever in sickness and health till death do you part, and thinking that this whole thing is going to blow up in my face. But life creeps in, and selfishness rears its ugly head, and people start doing things you never thought that they'd do, and you change as people. And so if we want to have a healthy marriage, we've got to really understand what marriage is. Get out the instruction manual, sit down and go through some of these things together, and we try to do that in a fresh, creative, funny, but poignant way, so that you walk out of there at the end of this date night with your spouse saying, you know what, we got a great thing going. We can't throw this away. This is not disposable. Our kids are counting on us. We've made some promises, and we need to finish strong.
Kirk, I'm going to say something that might be controversial to some people, but I think you and I agree on this.
Well, I'm not used to controversy at all.
The reason is this. I would say people attending this event and people thinking about their marriage, there would be a common conception, well, we got to think about our wives first. You know, we put the marriage first. I contend if you put Christ first, if you put him first, everything else falls in order, including the marriage.
Boy, you know, you've got so much wisdom there, and you sound like a man that's speaking from experience. I just celebrated my 22nd wedding anniversary the other day. I've actually now been a married man longer than I was a single man. And I can tell you that you're so right. Marriage, if you think of it as a triangle, and I'm sure you've heard this before, but if the triangle with the two points at the bottom of the triangle forming the base is you and your spouse, that third point of the triangle, if that triangle is God, the Lord, as the two of you move closer along your respective lines to the top point of the triangle, you find that you become closer to one another. And trying to do marriage without Christ is really just, it's like trying to drive your car with three wheels. It's just gonna, you can move it, but it's very difficult. And understanding that God is the designer of marriage is the very first step in having a healthy, happy one. And we talk about that as well, whether you're a Christian or Jewish or Buddhist or Muslim or atheist. We've had people from every different background come and walk out of there blessed, having a better understanding of what marriage is all about.
We're talking with actor Kirk Cameron. Yes, you are known as an actor, but I would also probably be correct in saying you want to be known as a Christian, a follower of Christ, just as much as you want to be known as an actor, right?
Well, that's true. You know, one of the things you struggle to find as a teenager, and every human being longs to answer these three questions. The first one is, who am I? That's about your identity. The other one is, why am I here? That's about purpose. And where am I going? Why am I knocking myself out? Where do I think I'm going? That's about destiny. And for me, at about 18, 19 years old, I was able to answer those questions when I began to read God's Word. I know who I am. I know why I'm here. I know where I'm going. And it all points to that man that died on a cross 2,000 years ago and shed his blood for me so that I could experience forgiveness and eternal life. And I'm so grateful for that.
The reason why I'm bringing that up, Kirk, and bringing it in that line is you mentioned a little bit earlier controversy, and that's something that comes in with what you've been trying to do and all the other projects as well. But do you get a sense, perhaps, that as controversy comes in, that maybe you're on the right track? If you weren't controversial, if people weren't going against you, you might say, hey, wait a minute. You know, Christ told us that if you follow me, I am not of this world, and you will not be like, because people will hate you because you hate me. If you didn't get that current against the wind, maybe you have to start saying, hey, am I really following Christ in this regard?
Boy, that's right. You know, you either read your Bible or you've got a, you know, your pastor's got your ear. And you're right. Jesus said things like that. He said, all those who follow me will suffer as a Christian. And I'm not running around looking for suffering. I don't think anybody does that. But if you're not experiencing some kind of controversy or opposition, and again, that's not the goal, but if that's not the fruit of the life you're living in a world that is hostile toward God, well, then you're probably not in the battle. You're probably maybe hiding in the barracks, or you're probably just not out there, really, you know, making some waves to advance the kingdom. And, you know, I simply try to be true to who I am, speak the truth in love, and do what's going to honor God. And that's all about loving Him and loving my neighbor. And controversy is not something that, again, I think we should look for, but I think it's something we can't be afraid of. Because if we want to shape our culture and we want to see our kids move into the next generation with hope for the future, then we need to take some stands, and we need to take some licks, and we need to begin turning from the mistakes we've made in the past. Pray to God that He would heal our land, forgive our sins, hear our prayers, and show us the way to hope and healing in the future.